Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of July, recording at what is it, 7:28 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Well, it's a case of liquidity rules. The stock markets remain extremely firm overall. So we've got to go with this run, at least in terms of the short term, as far as forecasting is concerned. Now, also in the liquidity rules department favoring stock markets, bonds, which had been soft recently, up a bit here today, at least in the US. So really for equity investors, they look around and they say oil's below $60 a barrel. Long-term interest rates haven't risen very much, are actually still quite low, and they're a little bit complacent about what Greenspan might do over the short to medium term. They might be well be right in the reasonably short term, let's say the next few months, but don't be surprised if we get some further rate hikes coming in next year. But for now, it's still all go with the stock market, and some money has been coming out of bonds recently, and I think that process will probably continue. Now, taking the stock market, various different stock market sectors, go to Asia, one of my favorites here, favorite areas. We see current relative strength leaders, what it had been India really for a couple of months at least. And while India still remains very firm, it has lost upside and momentum recently, and the running has been taken over in recent weeks by South Korea and Thailand. And I beg your pardon, that's not definitely not Thailand, by South Korea and Singapore. And both are on quite reasonable valuations. The chart action is extremely good, and I would expect them to go higher as long as Wall Street remains relatively steady, and Wall Street remains more than relatively steady. It remains positively firm as of the last 2 weeks. Now, another Asian market that looks well positioned for a further run in here is China. And having seen that item about the $15 billion of the possible $15 billion support operation for the Chinese stock market, that just actually I think adds a little bit more to the bullish sentiment for Hong Kong. So that's an interesting trade in here. And as I've said in comment of the day several times, and I think I've said in the audio, that I would be long were it not for the fact that I'm trying not to open any more new speculative positions before I go on holiday. Okay, elsewhere, what can we say? Well, I've mentioned already that the stock markets are generally strong, everything up in Europe except for the UK FTSE index in here today, and that had been a relative strength leader recently. Wall Street pretty firm here, particularly on the Nasdaq, having a very good day. The composite's up 1.16%. That's twice as much as the Dow and the S&P, and that is a confidence indicator. Now, what I suspect is that markets are being so firm and consistent in here right now on the upside that when this rally runs into trouble, it will stand out very, very quickly. And when they do run into trouble, and by that I'm not going to try to guess when that's going to happen, but I'm talking about when we see some clear downward dynamics, that will probably be an important signal. But meanwhile, this rally has taken on a momentum all of its own. As I said at the very beginning, liquidity still rules, okay? Now, in terms of these government bond markets, I maintain that they're sells on rallies, but we should expect more ranging than anything else for a while longer yet, because people are quite relaxed about inflationary pressures, and the liquidity is also helping the bond markets as well. Now, in currencies, and this is interesting, we had that quite good breakout for the US dollar against the yen, reaffirming that upward trend. It's one that I played earlier on, as you may well recall. I wish I'd stayed with it because it was certainly a good one. Now, would I come in and join that trend really right now? Well, one could on the basis of that chart action, but I have been talking about the recent reaction in the US dollar index, its failure to maintain that move above 90, and my feeling that the reaction that we saw earlier in the month was at least a warning shot across the bow, quite probably a penultimate peak, if not the peak, in the US dollar's rally. Now, further action in here today, the dollar index and the dollar, well, the dollar generally, obviously, if the dollar index is doing well, was very strong earlier in the day, pushed up above that 90 level, but it's fallen back below it, and it's left a lot of tail on the candlestick chart. Those of you who are technically inclined will know exactly what that means, but for everyone else, just that the market couldn't hold the higher levels. It encountered resistance, and that will register with the very, very technically oriented currency traders around the world who are in the vast majority. The main mover in that, since I think the euro is something like 57% of the weighting in the dollar index, the main mover was the euro, which fell down to 119.53. But you might remember months ago I say that this 120 was certainly going to be a potential support level for at least short term, and here we are. The euro's bounced back up to 120.42, so it's only down 10 ticks as I speak. And that dollar yen gain still pretty good, 77 ticks, but it has pulled back to 112.75 from 112.99. Also, currencies such as the Australian dollar, that got walloped here today, but couldn't maintain the move below 75, and so it's now only down 19 ticks on the day. So the dollar story, my view on this is that this is long in the tooth, this rally overall. And I've seen some signs that the dollar's uptrend is deteriorating, but at this stage, I can't say that it's actually over. And best bet, if it goes further, is against Japanese yen. And precious metals. Now, strong dollar, but they didn't give up all that much ground. In here, gold's down 75 cents as I speak at 420.30. Platinum, that actually closed with a gain of $2.30, 870.2 for the October contract, which I own. I also own some October gold. And silver, down a tad, but 698.5 on the September contract. Pretty steady generally. And palladium encountered a little bit of profit taking in here today after a rally up to 189. I really, really would be very surprised if palladium was able to run without the other precious metals providing a lead. But if you look at that long-term chart of palladium, and you can see that anytime you want in the subscribers chart library, you will notice that it has a huge and still developing type 3 base formation, which will eventually support, oh, easily a double, triple, quadruple in the palladium price. But that's not a near-term possibility. Right now, if I was going to have one precious metal, it would probably be the platinum. My biggest position is actually silver, and all I want from silver is volatility. It's been a bit quiet recently. The volatility enables me to trade it on a buy low, sell high, baby steps basis, long positions only. And anything else to single out here? Those grains and beans, well, it's kind of a week or two on the upside and then a sharp shakeout, and we're in sharp shakeout mode in here. If they come down a little bit further and then start to lose momentum, they'll start to look interesting again, but not not yet. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So I'll just say, oh, I noticed there were a number, I had an update on the month, and I noticed a number of new subscribers, and I should officially welcome you in the audio. All the best.